It's very difficult to say Mila de Hespeda. On such an Adam Gadol as the Rosh Yeshiva Zecher Tzadik Levrocha. Who represented not only to this Yeshiva HaKadosha in Eretz Yisrael, but the Jews all over the world who came to know him and appreciate him. The Shleimus of a Gavra Rabba B'Yakira, that's an understatement. He represented the Shleimus of a Sefer Torah. And to be able to convey the proper ha'arocha is not an easy task. In Medrash it says, on the very first pasuk of the parasha this week, Vayu Yemei Chayei Sora, and the same pasuk Shnei Chayei Sora, Pavosh Neid Beidu L'Shoinais, Loi Maloch, Shechavivim Tzadikim Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'Chayeihem U'V'Misosam. That tzaddikim are chaviv lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'misosam, because b'misosam kruyim chayim. They go mechayil al choyil. As the Gemara says, they're brought into the Masifta de Rekia. L'mishkul l'mitrei. They say shiurim, they talk in learning. And the Heichal Hashem. And the Chavibus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. When a Goyin v'tzadik enters the Beis Medrash of the Masifta de Rekia and continues on to say his Shiurim, his Chaburas, the Mishkel and the Mitre, with the entire Simcha Pilpul and the Reise, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam has a special chavivus for that going b'tzadik. But b'chayeyem u'b'misasam. The chavivus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for such an Adam Gadol is seen in his life b'olam hazeh. The Lashon HaMedrash, chavivim Tzadikim of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ba'olam Hazeh u Ba'olam Haba. Because Ba'olam Hazeh, despite difficulties and obstacles that are placed in the way of a tzaddik, in the way of an Adam Gadol, and he's able to overcome them, this is a special chavivus. The Mishnah Zoktach, Yofa Sho Achas, Shal Koras Ruach Boilam Habo Mikol Chai Yoilam Azeh. But Yofa Sho Achas, Shal Shuva Maisim Tovim Boilam Azeh, Mikol Chai Yoilam Habo. Because Boilam Azeh is the Mekim Ho Avoida of a Yid. And Avoida that is practiced with Yisurim, and at the same time with Simchas HaTorah, avoided that is practiced with physical difficulty, and at the same time is Matzliach to light an Eishal Hebes of Torah in Talmidim and Yedidim, is something that is unmatched. So Shadach Yadua, that when the Goyen was Nifta, and he had an idea of the kind of Olam Haba that was awaiting him, he took his tzitzis in his hand, and he said, Das will ich schon dort nicht haben. Da avoide bei Olam Haza. And who was a greater Oved than someone to whom Chai Olam Haza was fraught with pain, with Yisuri Aguf, but it wasn't Chalil HaBachas, Pregim, the Simchas HaOlam Haba that he felt by Olam Haza, the Simchas HaTeira, the Harbots HaTeira. Vayiu Chayei Sora, Shnei Chayei Sora. Rabbeisai, the Gemara says that Hespeda is both Yikorah the Shichve and Yikorah the Chaya, Kavod Ames and Kavod Achayim. And I would like to say for a moment or two, as someone who knew the Rosh Hashiva Zechayim Lebrachas Mishpacha and still has the privilege to know them from an earlier tkufa, from the tkufa when he grew up in Chicago. I did not know the Rosh Hashiva from Chicago, but the mishpacha that he was raised in, Yedeya Hashem Yemei Tmimim, V'nachlosam Lo'olam Yeh. The Tmimus HaNefesh of the Rosh Hashiva's mishpacha, his father Zechayna Lebracha, and Tibodol Chaim Tovim, his mother, was one of Tmimus Erlich Yiddishkeit, She'ifis to be Megadol Bonim, which they were Matzliach to do, G'day Le'Teira. The Rosh Hashiva Zechayna Lebracha V'yibodol L'chaim Tevim Rabbitalia. And the Tkufa in which the Rosh Hashiva grew up many years ago in the city of Chicago was one that was fraught with Nisyonis, Aruach. There were others who chose different drachim in Yiddishkeit, who believed differently. But this family, with their schus avos, their tmimus, and their mesira of erlichkeit, raised children b'tmimus haruach, with avas teira, with yiras shemayim, and it wasn't an everyday thing at that time, in that place. And it must be brought out. It must also be recognized before one talks about the Rosh Hashiva Zecher Tzadik Lebracha's own personal gadlus, his hasmada, his arbotas teira, what he represented to the Yiddish welt as a giant of teira. Before that, one must understand that he didn't grow in a vacuum. The Sharashim were there. The Gemara Zoktach, that Chachmei Bavel said about themselves, Chag minayu odav kitchei minon. Eretz Yisrael produces Talmidei Chachamim twice as great as we are. Abachad minan da'ozer lahosam odav kitchei minayu. if someone who is meets the challenges of Chutz La'aretz and then combines it with the Avira d'Eretz Yisrael Machkim, with the godless of Torah that one finds b'Eretz HaKodesh, in the Arzi Halvona and Adira Yatera of a previous generation whom the Rosh Yeshiva met and learned from. That combines to make such a person Odev Ketchai Menayu. So the Darkei Noyam, which the Rosh Yeshiva possessed by virtue of his upbringing, by virtue of his own Eidel Neshama, became a Talmud Chochem Sheberetz Yisrael, Shemanimim Zeh Ezeh B'Halocha, as the Gemara says, in Sanhedrin. And all those who knew him were able to recognize this the very first moment they spoke to him. His hanhoge was a makal noyam. Drocheo dachi noyam. And that ne'imus hanefesh, and that mimus haruach, which was part of his nature and his upbringing, combined with zahava horetz ahi toiv, with the Torah of the Arzi Alvonen of this Heilige Yeshiva, and he became such a unique shiluv of Chachmei Bavel and Chachmei Eretz Yisrael. This would have been so even if he wouldn't have suffered so much physical pain. It would have been the same Gavra Rabba, the same Odom Godel Batera, the Rosh Yeshiva who said Shiyurim and gave Vaden and spoke in learning and was able to be Nishdra Rebbe Barachaba Taif to any young Talmud, would have been the same even if he weren't physically a sick man. If one reflects upon the Yisurim with which he did all this, to think that he was able to climb to such heights, to reach such madregas, suffering constantly. But there's a pasuk in Mishlei whereby Shlomo HaMelech conveys the secret of such godless. In pasuk state, Ruach ish yechalkel machalehu, v'ruach necheya mi yisoena. A ish asher ruach boy, who possesses nishmas chayim, a ruach that is a kli kibul. Yeshua ben Nun was described as an ish asher ruach boy, and him Moshe Rabbeinu should appoint as the Manik HaEder, and Moshe Rabbeinu, by Yismoich Olav as Yodav, by Tzaveyu, he made him into a clean Molei Gadush with Machachma, as Rashi says in Chumash, because he was a Ish Asher Ruach boy. The Rosh Yeshiva's Ruach Ish was indescribable, and that was able to overcome, to be mezgaber on the machla. He carried the machla. He sustained life, being very sick. Ruach ish yechalkel machleyu. And he didn't succumb to a ruach necheya, but a ruach necheya rachman al-etzlan mi yisoena, who can carry this. who can carry a ruach nechaya? Mevel tzibrochen, one gives up. One becomes depressed. And it's almost the end of it. Of Chaim Ruchniyim. But the Rosh Hashiva grew through the Ruach Ish, Yechalkel Machleihu. And that was such a unique godless, which astounded people. You saw him here, Keseder, in the Bedroshim of this great Moisad Godel V'Kodesh, the Miri Yeshiva in Yerushalayim. But we, who were able to catch a glimpse of him in Chutz La'aretz, where he was Isaac, not only in Harbotzes Torah, but mainly in Hachzokas Torah. We almost didn't believe what we saw. We didn't believe that there can be such a person whose Ruach Ish completely overbears his body, his physical pain, his tzar, for the sake of the Torah HaKdoshe. And we're told that he refused to take some of the medications which were advised by the doctors because it might make him drowsy, it might cause somehow a lessening of his intellectual koyach, and that he refused. Says another pasuk in Mishlei, he wasn't ready to sacrifice the koyach haseichel. He was ready to be seichel yisurim neiroim, but dem seichel, dem koyach haTorah, the ability to say shiurim and chaburas and vaden and talk and learning and to be Isaac at the same time wherever he was, and keeping this great Moisad Godel V'Kodesh alive, that he wasn't ready to sacrifice. That Koyach HaSichli Shaboi, the Ruach Mamala Lo Ashaboi, the Nefesh Chaya Ashaboi, the Nishmas Chayim Ashaboi, that never suffered. And he was ready to sacrifice all his Yisurim on the Mizbeach of Avotas Torah, Limud HaTorah, Ba'avo v'simcha. I ask you, Taira Talmidei HaYeshiva, is there another example in the Tzir Welt Hind of such Ahavas Torah? Can one think of another dogma? How a person sacrifices himself on the Mizbeach of Taira? And that was able to keep him going, that the Ruach HaShaboi, Ruach Ish, Yechalkel Machleihu, he was able to carry his sickness as Yisuri Aguf. We have to learn from this. The Eibishter hat uns abhieten. Wir sollen alle sein gesund and not have to face such nesyonis achayim. But b'nei Torah especially, the world over, bein ba'oretz or bein ba'goyla, have to learn something from this. Because everybody faces obstacles in the path of Aliyah. Everybody is challenged in different ways. In his Chayim Aruchniyim, in Limud HaTorah, in Yerushalayim, That's the challenge of our day today. But those who knew the Rosh Yeshiva Zecher Tzadik Livracha, how he was able to overcome these challenges, have a dugma g'dayla k'daysha before their eyes, how to overcome pitfalls, challenges, obstacles, and adrabba, be meisef b'heilich. It's something we have to think about, each in our own lives. That obstacles, shtelungen, are there to be overcome. You need siyata d'shmaya. You have to work. You have to be shel b'etzas b'atzas chachamim. Ki besachpula is tasa l'cham l'chama. There are ways and means of being goyber on the nisyonos achayim. All kinds of nisyonos. Of course, the main nisyonos achayim today are those of Yiras Shemayim, as we all know. And this tekufa, where the Shibud Malchias of the Mesa'ilam has encroached upon our neshamas, so much Tumah V'Tayeva, and we must overcome all the obstacles to remain Reina El Chayidin. And then allow ourselves to Chalila B'chaz be nichshel by the pitfalls that come to destroy Yiras Shamayim, whether it is the pitfalls of the gas, technology, whatever. The Rosh Yeshiva's edelkeit, his darkei noyam, his tmimus, allowed him to be mafkir himself in the Torah. And figuratively speaking, all the tircha that fell on his shoulders, the entire oath of Achzokas Torah that he undertook, that finally had a crushing effect on him. Aber hat sich gemacht kemidbar. He was Makayim, the Mama Chazal, um emidbar matona, ein divrei Torah miskaimen, and Rashi says there in Erevin, Shehakol Doshen Olav. If he wasn't saying Shurim and Chaburis and Vaden, which he enjoyed, which gave him Chiyus HaNefesh. In Chutz L'Oratz, he was Meisim Atzmai Kamidbor. Er sich Mafke geben von der Teure. And with his sweetness and his tmimus, he probably didn't consider it such a sacrifice, because the schuss of Achzokas Teure is a back in the subschatzen. But I would venture to say, in jeder Gemara steht euch ein anderer Gemara. The familiar Maimah Chazal, Zeis HaTeire Odom Ki Yomus Be'oihel. Ein hat Divrei Teire Miskaimen, Ala Bemi Shemeimis Atzmai Aleihen. So that pasuk in Parshas Chukas, which the Pshuta Shel Mikra talks about Tumas Mes, has another ponim in Torah. It talks about Mesivus Nefesh and Mimis Atzmei al Divrei Torah, which of course the Rosh Yeshiva was Makayim all his life. But this he was able to be stable. But this, his Abba Satayra, when he felt that he can't be Mekayim the Shlichus of helping the thousands of Bnei Torah, which he felt were his achrayis. When he felt that Achzokas HaTorah was becoming so difficult, for them, Asher Shene Shikenta is helping there. Avas Torah and Yerushalayim, in terms of Harbotzes Torah, Limud HaTorah, of them, what is a mafke given, b'chol libayu, b'chol nafshayu, b'chol ma'odai. But when things got to the point where even that wasn't enough to sustain the livelihoods of Leim De Torah, when Hachzokas HaTorah became impossible for him to be Mekayim as he so vehemently wished, does that them Gurim given such tsar, does that the Chinese can't Mekayim sign? So the Pshuta Shel Mikra of Adam Kiyomas Ba'oyel transpired in his life. What remains for us to learn from the life of the Rosh Yeshiva? We young people that assembled here in the yeshiva are to learn and to be memes atzmam bi'ol shel Torah, to practice to kihem chayenu v'erech yemeinu to the fullest extent. And as we saw in the Rosh Yeshiva, verwandelt hakinum in the koichet, in kdusha slavi shteit, v'koy bei Hashem yachalifu koich, meloshen chalipin. One trades off with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. We give him our koich, and he gives us back his koich. And that was the Siyata Deshmaya and the Koyach with which the Rosh Yeshiva lived. The Koyvi Hashem Yachalifu Koyach Ya'alu Eva Kanisholim. I had to give him Koyach, all his Koyach. And the Rabbi Yishlam gave him back Koyach to continue Habotz's Torah and to be not only a Rebbe, but a tata and a chabotayv, 10 young Talmud, as we all know. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam gave him a lot of koyach. But the tzar ha-nefesh, when it came to what he felt was his ben adam l'chaveiro, we're not called upon to meet such challenges. We don't carry this on our shoulders. But we young people, and I mean the people sitting in this Bes Medrash that represent the Olam HaTorah all over, both here and in Chutz La'aretz, have to feel that the Siyata Deshmaya that the Rosh Yeshiva got from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam the Chabibus HaTayra, that gave him koyach to go on in his work, is something which Hashem Yisborach gives to those who are koyvi Hashem, who seek kevas alakim, who want to grow in Torah, in Yerushalayim. But koyvi Hashem yachlifu koyach. Memela, as we try to be mekayim a little bit, the cheshbon nefesh, that we all ought to make about the p'tira of this gadol, the tzaddik, this adam gadol, the one of the great carriers of Torah nowadays. We have to learn from this. We have to learn that challenges are there to be met with tshuva and tefillah and ma'asim tovim and amelus b'Torah. One is zeicha to siyata d'shmaya. The Rabbeinu Shlom zal helfen that the new Rosh Yeshiva should be zeicha to the bracha, as the Taka says in the Medrash at the beginning of this week's parasha, the Zorach HaShemesh, Uvo HaShemesh, that he should be able to carry the oil of Arbotzas Torah and Arzokas Torah with young, fresh koyches, with the help of the other Rosh Yeshiva, the Gdolei Torah, that carry a Masorah of Torah and Klal Yisrael for 150 years of faith, belong. Und der Eibischter soll ihm und soll sie geben Koyach, Yalu Eba Kanishorim, they will sicher be Koyvi Hashem, that will be Machlev, Koyach. And the Yeshiva HaKadosha should continue to grow and flourish. And the Talmidei HaYeshiva and the Avreichei HaYeshiva should be mimalei their she'ifas of Torah in a big way. And the Rosh Yeshiva wird sicher sein, am Eretz Yosher, he'll certainly be mashpia, lachma v'achsodim, on the tzibur, on the mishpocha, on all his krivim, chacham shemes, hakol krivav, speciell, the heilige meisit from the Miri Yeshiva. Mil zachzen bakri es ha-meisim. And until then, lo yishem ha-shoyt v'sheva b'gvoleinu, bila ha-mavas l'netzach, moch ha-shem elikim dim v'yal kol ponim, v'chapa sama yosir, amin.